Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, so we hear it every year, new year, new me. But what if God isn't trying to make a new version of you? What if he's trying to bring out the version of you he always intended? Hi guys, welcome back to Jaden's Voice, and welcome to season two. Today's episode is called New Year Changed You. And this is for everyone that is starting the year hopeful, but has already felt tired and overwhelmed for this year already starting. See, new year, new me sounds cute, but it put pressure on us to completely reinvent ourselves. With our new body image, the new routine that we're going to get there and how we're going to wake up every morning, the new habits that we have to take on, our new personality change, just everything about ourselves. But then we fail by week two, and suddenly we feel like we are already disappointing God. But the thing to remember is we can never reinvent ourselves overnight, and we can't disappoint God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. You're already new in Christ. The new year does not change you. Jesus does. God isn't focused on your aesthetic, your planner, or your gym routine. He is more focused on your heart, how you are towards others, your attitude on your life, your obedience to him, your trust that you're putting in him, the healing that you're doing for yourself, your faith, and the forgiveness that you're giving to yourself and to others. God isn't trying to change your outside. He's just trying to change the inside. Romans 12:2. Be transformed by renewing of God of your mind. With that, a changed mind leads to a changed life. So you might be asking yourself, what does a changed you look like? A changed you might look like you're still healing, you're still learning, and you're still growing. That is one importance on why I named my title the way I did, because you're not supposed to be forgetting your past. That is what makes you and shapes you who you are, and that is part of your testimony. But with more surrender than last year, you have more prayer, more patience, more obedience, and more aware of God's voice. Change doesn't always look loud. Sometimes it just looks like a quiet obedience. And that is completely okay, because you're not supposed to be making this huge change that's supposed to be for everyone. It's a change for you internally in the love that you're giving to make yourself happier, and you're giving your grace to God. With hearing this, I have a few questions for you. What habits need to go because they pull you away from God? For me, mine have been reading my lustful books and my romance movies, because that's what I have been feeling convicted on more. What relationships need better boundaries? I've learned that I need to be able to be more independent on myself and not be keeping on relying on my friends. What am I still holding that God asked me to release? This one's still tricky for me, because I'm still trying to figure it out, because I feel like when I'm more so feeling convicted, I'm taking it away. I haven't gone out and partied. I don't drink. I may have a glass of wine with dinner, but I don't feel convicted for doing that. So me personally, I'm still figuring that one out. What would my life look like if I trusted God fully this year? This is a good question. Me, I am trying to disciple people. I put myself more involved in my church, and I'm doing this podcast. So I can't wait to see how I will look next year. With you thinking about these questions, I am coming to you with three goals that I want you to accomplish. I want you, after this, to pray before reacting. I want you to read at least one verse a day. And three, I want you to obey God even if it is uncomfortable. Small steps, but will lead to big changes. I know this was a very short episode today, but it was just for us to get in back into the groove of me having my podcast again. So I do want to end on a little prayer, but I want you to also remember God isn't disappointed in you. He's patient with you. He's proud of every step you take forward towards him. And for our prayer, God, thank you for new beginnings. Thank you that we don't have to be perfect to be changed. We just are wanting to be willing. Help us surrender our hearts, our plans, and our habits to you this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast, and keep on being tuned in for the next episodes to come in season 2. Have a great day.